What is your name?
Adelaide.
How old are you, Adelaide?
10.
So, Adelaide, what are we at right now?
We're at the Whale Fest Maritime Grind.
My name is Madison Cosma, and I'm the Sitka Whale Fest director. Whale Fest is so important. Two of the reasons it was started was for economic development during a down period of tourism in Sitka, and the other is to educate people. And education, I think, is the most important part because you have these scientists, you have this great research, but you need to connect it to the people that it affects.
My favorite part is the lectures every year.
I love the energy that the scientists bring to town with their questions and the way they're pursuing their research.
I'm Jan Straley. I'm with the University of Alaska Southeast, and I am an associate professor of biology.
So the theme of this year's Whale Fest is gizmos and gadgets. How, in your job, do you use gizmos and gadgets?
Well, today we're using gizmos and gadgets for about everything from cameras to recorders to lights below and above water, everything. We're using gizmos and gadgets to help us understand what the sperm whales are doing below the water's surface. They spend almost their entire lives where we can't see them, and so we're just using these tools to help us understand what they're doing in their world.
So my name is Dr. Michael Castellini. I'm the Dean for the School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences, University of Alaska Fairbanks. In my work, I was part of the team that developed the very, very first dive recorders that ever went on seals or whales. And in fact, the talk that I gave here was about the history of that. So when I actually built them was so long ago that we didn't have iPhones or computers or calculators or anything like that. And we had to record some of this information just on little pieces of film. And a lot of our work was trying to solve just the very simple problems of how do you make the instrument strong enough to withstand the deep pressures the animals go to? How do you make the instrument even have enough battery power to collect information? And we had very, very simple questions we asked. This was a long time ago in the 1970s and 80s, and those questions were very simple at that time. And it was, how deep can an animal dive and how long can it dive? And you can see from the Whale Fest, we've asked many more questions since then, but those were the first two that we started with.